Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg in Polokwane 30, Pretoria 32, Mahikeng 31 grade. Nog 'n kind is in Soweto oorlede weens vermoedelike voedselvergiftiging. Die polisie in Gauteng het bevestig dat 'n 5-jarige seentjie van Diepkloof oornag dood is nadat hy gekook kos van 'n plaaslike spaswinkel geëet het. Volgens berigte het die kind opgegooi voordat hy na 'n plaaslike kliniek geneem is.
The police have opened an inquest docket following the death of a 5-year-old yesterday at Diepkloof. The cause of death is unknown at this stage pending autopsy results.
Dit dan die Makatso Nevuwe woordvoerder van die polisie in Gauteng. In Oktober is 6 kinders oorlede nadat hulle skyfies geëet het wat by 'n plaaslike spaza-winkel in Naledi, Soweto gekoop is. Die minister van Justisie, Thembi Simelane, het intussen kommer uitgespreek oor die huidige toename in voedselgedraagde siektes en sterftes veral onder kinders. Ministers van die regering se multidissiplinêre spanelei het vanoggend die media aangelig oor 'n plan van aksie.
It has also come to our attention that unscrupulous shop owners who avoid inspections, as I had said, are now dumping this contaminated food in unauthorized or illegal landfill site.
Die Stadswane het ook spaza-winkel registrasie uitreik program in al 7 streke van die metro van stapel gestuur. Dis in 'n poging om die dodelike uitbreking van siektes deur voedsel die hoof te bied. Die burgemeesters komitee lid vir ekonomiese ontwikkeling, Sarah Mabatso.
The city of Tswane will license all qualifying spaza shops or food handle business and issue them with licenses or permits. Consequences for non-compliance include, amongst others, the confiscation of goods, issuing of fines in terms of the city street trading bylaw, and close of business.
En ander nuus, die Valke se hoof Godfrey Lebea sê die uittog van personeel, veral ondersoekers wat in ernstige finansiële misdade opgelei is, raak sake. Die Valke het van die 1 November 33 lede verloor wat elder aangestel is of bevorder is.
Some of the cases that have just been finalized were reported in 2010 and they have only been disposed of in court. So we have got a lot of cases that are currently pending on the court roll, which is why we have got more than 11,000 accused persons that are appearing in the various courts.
Het in slotte met juffrou Suid-Afrika Mia Leroux het almal ingelig oor haar onttrekking aan die 73ste mevrou heelal kompetisie in Mexico. Sy het aan Erge Vertigo gelei. Die 28-jarige het verlede donderdag tydens die voorlopige kompetisie onttrek oor gesondheidsprobleme. In 'n video wat op Instagram gedeel is, sê Leroux, terwyl sy geestelik sterk genoeg was om metering, was haar liggaam gespanne.
On the night of the preliminary competition, I continued to push myself and I was ready in my national costume. But my body was just saying no and my vertigo intensified and became unmanageable. After conversations with the production personnel, I did not feel I was in a position to safely walk on stage. I had to very quickly realize and be at peace with the fact that this was not the road that was meant for me.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Another child is died in Soweto due to suspected food poisoning.
Ek dink aan Mia, man. Huh? Sy gaan al die pad en nou kan sy nie deelneem nie. You know what, I vertigo dan, this is story hoor.
Ja.
I don't suffer from it, but I remember many, many months ago. Het was nie so lang terug nie. Ek het die geleentheid gehad om saam met 'n kliënt te kan gaan op 'n boot. Jy weet, hierdie bote en dan het hy een thema, en dan moet ek nou praatjies lever en so aan. Daar was 2 van die dames wat aan hierdie vertigo ding gelei het. Dis 'n story, hoor. Van hulle kon nie uit die bed uitklim nie. Ander het, die een dame het glad nie bygewoon nie, because she just couldn't get up. I think they must bring the competition here.
They should.
Ja, like, come on. She didn't take part. Chanel, phone your contacts there.
Tell them, it's happening here, 2025.
Okay. Well, there you have it. News just in 4 minutes past 11 o'clock. That story on News and Sport.